Bundled up protesters hold signs on the corner of Spokane and 2nd Street Monday evening in Whitefish. It's a busy intersection, especially between 5 and 6, at the end of the workday when the sky is getting dark and the temperatures are marching down into the low teens. Steve Thompson with Glacier Climate Action says they're here as a definitive statement against TransCanada's Keystone XL pipeline and to draw attention to climate change.
Here it's a cold, chilly day, and guess what? Alaska's having a very warm winter. The Arctic is warm. And there's these big global weather systems happening. It's displacing the cold air. The jet stream is all messed up. California's has the worst drought in its history happening right now. There's all these cold blasts coming down that are being displaced by the melting of all the ice going on up in the Arctic. Climate change is real.
The pipeline running through Montana into Nebraska would be an extension of the existing pipeline, which runs tar sands from Alberta to refineries in Texas. Thompson calls tar sands the bottom of the barrel.
Well, the worst polluters is coal and the tar sands. And so that's where people are coming out and saying, no coal, no coal export to China, no tar sands development. The United States should not be facilitating that. Yes to clean energy.
Thompson says they want to shut down tar sands development by blocking building of the infrastructure it needs. The report from the State Department says the project would create nearly 2,000 jobs in Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota over 2 years to build the pipeline. It would support nearly 50 jobs annually once in operation. The Keystone XL pipeline has the support of many labor unions for the job creation. The report also estimates the pipeline would bring $3.4 billion into the U.S. economy. Senators John Tester and Max Baucus, both Democrats, support the building of the pipeline as a way to create jobs and to, quote, cut our oil imports from countries that wish us harm. Tester has also noted that the pipeline would have an on-ramp in Baker for oil from the Bakken, cutting costs of shipping oil generated in eastern Montana and North Dakota. Representative Steve Daines, a Republican, supports the pipeline for job creation and keeping energy prices low. Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, also supports the project for much-needed jobs and helping with energy security, as long as safeguards are put in place. In a letter to the president dated January 23rd, he says, quote, responsible development of a project like this must take into account the safety and security of the pipeline, the workers who will construct it, and the communities it will pass through. As you know, Montana has had several high-profile pipeline failures, including a pipeline breach that spilled over 40,000 gallons of oil into the Yellowstone River. An incident like this cannot be allowed to happen again.
Honk for wind and solar.
Kalispell resident Roxanne Brothers reads the sign she's holding as part of the Whitefish protest. Many of the signs say similar things. Honk for solar energy, for wind energy. Brother says her husband used to work on pipelines.
If they put that tar sands pipeline through, we're going to suffer the consequences for a very long time. My husband used to do pipeline construction, and it does not make that many jobs. They're very short-term jobs. And when the pipeline is laid, 99% of the time they leak.
Thompson says besides protesting the Keystone XL pipeline, they also want to get people thinking about the potential for alternative energy.
Yeah, we think that Montana's got a lot of potential to provide climate solutions, and that's what a lot of the people are bringing signs. They're saying, you know, let's do renewable energy. There's a biomass one here, wind and solar, but let's not export coal to China. Let's not be a throughway for massive development of the tar sand.
Glacier Climate Action joined protests in other Montana cities, including Bozeman, Helena, and Missoula, and protests nationally organized through 350.org and other environmental and conservation organizations. Other federal agencies and the public can weigh in on the State Department report during the public comment process starting February 5th. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.